talk by my friend Mark Nepo about courage. And I just really want to honor the courage that we all are showing by coming today. Because, as we know, there are many other ways to spend our time, and I'm sure we all have projects and cupboards that need to be organized and drawers that need to be cleaned out, letters that need to be written, tasks that need to be checked off on our lists. So a deep bow to you for making the space in your life to do this practice. And it is very significant, and it plants the seed for future endeavors in this way. So we are actually watering the seed of an intention to come by being here, and we are planting the seed for the further development and deepening of our practice. And this is profound because it's very easy to get pulled into all manner of distractions and ways of living that aren't particularly fruitful or beneficial. So to bow inwardly and acknowledge your own efforts in coming. And again, this word courage is an interesting one because it actually takes energy, and it takes willingness and commitment to meet our experience. It takes courage. And it's not something that's particularly supported in our culture. So to have the courage to be here and to encounter our experience from moment to moment, this breath, this sound, this sight, this thought, this emotion arising, this memory, this story. And it's such a beautiful undertaking. And we have these glimpses of the healing power of awareness when we recognize that meeting our experience is possible, and that there is this spaciousness increasingly that is present and that allows us to hold a scratchy throat. Allows us to hold our experience. So let's begin by sitting. And is anyone who is arriving today who is very new to practice? So, and you were here yesterday though, so now you're old hands. So let's begin by sitting, and we'll sit for about 30 minutes and then we'll have a short question and answer period, and we'll begin our day of practice alternating between walking and sitting, and a couple of opportunities for group interviews. So the medicine of awareness is not something that we buy over the counter at the pharmacy. This medicine of awareness is present in any moment when we summon the courage and the energy to meet our experience. So we settle into our sitting posture. And what is it like to be sitting in this space on a rainy day? So we notice these currents of energy in the body. Pulsing, tingling, reminding us of the dynamic nature, even in a moment of stillness. So we establish this beautiful posture of upright alertness, and receptive awareness. So this middle path of practice, this middle way, is a balance between the striving energy and the energy that is overly passive or almost somnolent, falling into doze, a dozing state. So we find this nice balance of receptive awareness, checking in with the body, shining the light of awareness on those places where we habitually tighten and contract. Letting the shoulders soften and relax. Letting the arms be comfortable, and the hands unclench. And just as we can scan and look for places of holding in the body, we can also scan and look and see what the inner landscape of mind and heart, what it looks like at this moment. So not needing to fix or change, but just shining this warm light of awareness and meeting this moment of being here. There may be a feeling of appreciation or gratitude for this practice, for our own energy and commitment. There may be some feeling of anticipation or wondering, can I make it through the day? Or some old pattern may be surfacing. Whatever is present, just welcoming and honoring this moment of being. So we establish our posture, we take note in this warm and compassionate way of the body, the mind, and the heart. And we may want to begin a period of practice by gladdening the mind through the recollection of the gift of these teachings and our great good fortune to have encountered them in this lifetime. Or if that feels a little too abstract, we can gladden the mind by calling up the image of some teacher who has been a source of inspiration to us. And beginning now to steady and settle the mind, returning to the movement of the breath, observing, attending, opening, and accompanying the experience of the rising and falling, or the in and out of the breath at the nostrils. Letting sounds be in the background, an awareness of the breath in the foreground. each moment of mindfulness, of wholehearted presence, creates the conditions for another moment of mindfulness. In this way, we build continuity of practice, stabilizing, settling the mind, creating the conditions for insight and wisdom. As soon as we notice, we've become lost in a train of thought. In that very moment of noticing, mindfulness is reestablished. So we keep it very simple, not adding judgment or evaluation. This is good practice. This is distracted practice. And instead, just simply coming back, asking, what's happening now? in the last couple of minutes, we can build on the momentum of the previous period of practice. Renew our intention to be present. And experience this, whatever degree of settledness has taken place. Noticing, appreciating, awareness, how we can rest in awareness and in these supportive conditions create a foundation for bringing awareness into situations and experiences and circumstances that may be more challenging. But here in this, within the structure of this retreat, we are strengthening this wholesome quality of mind, of mindful awareness, awareness that is willing to meet and receive our experience with interest, with kindness, with wisdom. May our practice be for the benefit of all beings. May all beings be happy. May they know the causes of happiness. And likewise, may we be happy and know the causes of happiness.